The path to citizenship taking center stage in our nation's capital.
After decades of failed attempts, President Joe Biden and Democratic lawmakers are unveiling their new legislation on immigration reform. But it is not without criticism, and a slim majority in the House and, of course, a 50-50 Senate may make passing the bill quite an uphill challenge. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil live in D.C. tonight with more on this. Joe.
Yeah, Robin, this is a really comprehensive immigration package. There is a lot packed into that bill. And again, you may say, well, it's about time. It's been about 35 years since Congress has, in a substantial way, tackled the issue of immigration. But if the Biden administration wants to hit every single goal that they have laid out in this package, it is going to be a tough sell to get the other side of the aisle on board.
Documents ready.
President Biden's allies in Congress unveiled his sweeping immigration overhaul Thursday, but it faces an uncertain path through Congress.
It's our vision of what immigration reform should look like, and it's a bill we can all be proud of.
Democrats introduced a bill that embodies the president's key proposals. At its heart, an 8-year path to citizenship for all undocumented people in the U.S. They'd be required to apply for temporary legal status for 5 years. Then they could apply for a green card if they pass a criminal background check and pay taxes. 3 years later, if they demonstrate they speak English and pass a civics test, they could become full citizens.
This immigration reform legislation provides hardworking people and families who have lived here for years, in some cases for decades, an opportunity for them to earn their citizenship.
Republicans are lining up to oppose many of the reforms, but the bill's Democratic backers say they hope to lure support from GOP lawmakers in large agriculture states with a boost in visas to farm and low-skilled immigrant workers, from 10 to 40,000 a year.
They are essential workers, so essential that our economy would not function without them. Yet they live under constant fear of deportation.
There's also billions for border screening technology to prevent illegal crossings instead of building more border wall, and resources to reunite parents and children separated at the border by the Trump administration.
It opens the border more. It will continue to draw even more illegal immigration to this country.
Laura Reese is a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank. She's concerned about the recent rise in the level of apprehensions at the southern border.
They came north in hopes that Joe Biden would win the election, but you cannot ignore all the illegal activity, drugs, human smuggling, et cetera, that happens between the ports of entry.
Conservatives like Ohio's Jim Jordan say the plan puts our country's safety and economic interests last and incentivizes further illegal immigration. And Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty called the bill, quote, amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants, adding it's an insult to the American people and a legal immigration system.
So there are some border security measures in that package, but as you just heard, conservatives have been pushing back on it because it's not exactly what they would want to see. And remember, the Biden administration on day one issued a couple of executive orders. One of them stopped funding for the border wall altogether. So that construction is going to be stopped as they move forward now and try to get bipartisan support for this package. Reporting live tonight in Washington, D.C., Joe Khalil, News Nation.